Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. This morning's episode is entitled, Put Off, Spiritual Pollution of the Soul and Be Free. I'm going to be reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3. I'm going to begin at verse 1, and I'm going to be reading down to verse 9. So, Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Quote, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ our life shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked at some time when you lived in them, but now, the post-dramatic contrast, but now you also put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now, if you know very carefully with Paul, first in his epistles, first of which there are 13 in the New Testament, he first lays out his doctrinal position and then the ethical mandates flow from Paul's doctrinal foundation. And so what we have here is a living document. And so because the scriptures are alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Paul has laid out for the believing one what he or she must do in order to grow in grace and in the epinosis of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please note in verse 1, Paul states, if you then be risen with Christ. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul states that you and I sit in heavenly places, or we sit in the heavenlies in Christ. Of course, he is talking about a doctrinal position, and he is talking about the finished work of Christ. And so, let us dare to broaden our understanding of what it means to be a believing one. You and I sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now know this, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Again, Paul is making reference to the finished work of Christ on our behalf. That is, is his salvation work. As far as the work of salvation is concerned, that work is done. It is completed. And so you and I have a completed salvation. And so because he completed the will of God with regard to our salvation, Christ is said to sit on the right hand of God. But when we read parts of the book of Hebrews and Revelation chapter 1, we see that he is standing among the candlestands, which represent the churches. And so, as far as which bespeaks his high priestly ministry, he is currently in heaven ministering on our behalf. He is our great high priest. And so you and I can therefore go before the throne of grace and seek grace to help in time of need. Wonderful, wonderful doctrinal teaching from the Word of God. He tells us in verse 2 that we're to set our minds. Your version may read set your affection, but it reads set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3, for you are dead. We are dead to sin and alive unto God through Christ Jesus. Again, another doctrinal position. We are dead to sin. And we are therefore now alive unto God through Christ Jesus. This is a very powerful and important contrast to note. You and I are not, we do not have to practice sin. And indeed, in 1 John, we are told that believing ones do not practice sin as a habit. It is not our habitual way of being. That is over. That is gone. You and I are no longer habitually dominated by a sin nature. I know there are some who teach that the believing one currently has a sin nature, and I have never read that in the New Testament, a sin nature alongside the indwelling Holy Spirit. And so they introduce a false dualism with regard to the lives of believing ones. What the Scripture do teach is that there is the sarx, or the flesh. You will never find the terms sin nature with regard to a believer in the New Testament. So, hamartia is the word for sin in Greek. Hamartalos is sinner. And so it is an adjective that describes a certain type of behavior. So, sin nature, the word nature is from the Greek physis, and you never see those words joined together in the New Testament, either by Paul, Peter, Jude, John, James. You never read that. So, in Galatians 5, Paul talks about the works of the flesh, the sarx. And in his great treatise on salvation, the book of Romans, he talks about the flesh. The flesh cannot please God. The flesh has nothing to do with God. And so it's important to make that powerful note. For you are dead. Please read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead. And now, on this side, Paul says, we are dead to the practice of sin. For your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ our life shall appear, then shall you also appear in him with glory. Verse 5, mortify. That word, it's an old English word. It means to deaden. It means to subdue. Therefore, your members which are upon the earth, or the earth. So he goes on. He says, porneia, and it is translated as fornication. And so fornication is unlawful sexual intercourse between persons. So porneia, akatharsian, the word there in is uncleanness. Literally, the word means pollution or filth. It literally means pollution or filth. The next word, inordinate affection, it is the word pathos, P-A-T-H-O-S in Greek, from which we get our word pathology. This word refers to the diseased condition of the soul from which the lust spring. And so next to inordinate affection or pathology, we have the word evil concupiscence. Evil concupiscence are the results of pathology. That is, the results of pathology. So please note in the New Testament the depth, the power of what the word teaches. Next, Paul goes on in verse 8. I'm going to skip down because of my time. Paul writes in verse 8, but now, nunni de, but now, another famous Pauline saying, but now. You also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. The first word here, anger, is the Greek word orge, and this is a very interesting word. Orge, O-R-G-E, means anger as a state of mind. Believers or believing ones are not to have this type of anger in their lives. It is sinful. It is a sinful behavior. Next, we have wrath. Thumon or thumos, which means the outburst of anger for the purpose of revenge. And so please note how these flow together. Notice that is the connection between these words. Anger or orge and wrath, thumon, outburst of anger for the purpose of revenge. Then we have malice, which means an evil habit of mind. So, anger, wrath, malice, and then blasphemy, verbal abuse against someone, and this is the worst type of speech. And then he goes on, filthy communication out of your mouth. So, these, anger, wrath, blasphemy, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, then Paul says in verse 9, lie not to one another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds. In verse 10, he writes, put on the new, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where to live lives very different. What Paul has enumerated here are states of being that contribute to spiritual pollution and mental attitude sin. We can have a mental attitude sin of anger, and we can appear very winsome and very sociable, but we are angry persons. We are angry in our souls. We are angry in our hearts. And at some point, this type of pollution will result in a thumon or wrath, that is, outburst of anger for the purpose of revenge. You and I are not to live this way. We are to live lives that are well pleasing to God. We are to be those, we are to model that we our life from the dead in Christ Jesus. We're to mortify our members, our tongue. We're to be aware of what goes on in our brain or in our eyes. We're to have these members are to be sanctified so that we may glorify God in our persons. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.